broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020, hour two of two. Country and protecting life, liberty, and property. Hopefully we can get back Kurt Cosby. All kinds of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts and continues now, I might add. We talked about the impact of Trump's constitutionalist judges, David Barton, with that piece. Really important to understand that Donald Trump has made a big difference on the courts already. And hopefully if he gets a second term in office, he'll continue that. We talked a lot about China in the last hour. An expert says China has, quote, global chokehold on medicine, can shut down our pharmacies and hospitals. Whoa. In months. Well, I certainly pray that doesn't happen. Why would put so many eggs in the Chinese communist basket is beyond me in the first place. All right, Kurt, you with us?
Yes.
All right, yes, excellent. Kentucky to pay atheists in groups $150,000. Why?
Kurt? Yeah, this is kind of a weird story, Sam. This guy
it's a typical
moves
story,
to Kentucky
Kurt.
From... Yeah, good point. It's a Breitbart piece, but it's coming. The guy moves from Ohio, goes to Kentucky. He's an atheist, and so he wants a license plate, you know, with his own thing on it. You know, you get these personalized license plates, and I guess he wanted on the license plate that says "In God We Trust." He wanted his to say "I'm God." And I guess the state refused to let him have it. So then the Freedom From Religion Foundation folks and others sued the state. And so now the state has, at least a judge has issued a, you know, basically a thing and says Kentucky's got to pay the guy $150,000. It just doesn't make sense to me that why would you have to pay him all that money? Just let him put what he wants on there, you know.
I don't agree with the idea that he is God, and I don't like it, but I also don't really like the government saying, you know, hey, why can't he have that on his license plate? You know, you got some people put, like, sexy things on their license plates or whatever else, and, you know, I'm not for any of that stuff, really. Personally, I'm for people being able to choose what they want to choose. I'm not for government shutting people down and... Hey, if this guy doesn't believe in God, I don't agree with him, Kurt, but he has every right not to believe in God if he wants to.
Right.
And we're not defending the absence of God in this guy's life. We're just saying that why, if I can choose God, why can't he choose not God?
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of an interesting thing where we just kind of see it based on principle, Kurt. And the principle is he can believe and think how he wants. Now, if he starts to say, because there's no God, I'm God, and I can kill people, and I can do this and that, whatever I want, because I'm God, and, you know, he starts to violate laws, then we can take care of business and prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law, Kurt. But I don't think we ought to have any law against somebody's conscience, even if I disagree with what their conscience leads them to think and believe and stuff. And so we're defending this guy. We're not defending his beliefs, but we're defending his right to believe them. Let me say that again. We're not defending his beliefs, folks. We are defending his right to believe them. And the point is, are we going to be consistent here or not? Are we going to follow principle or not? And so I say shame on this. I don't know why the government's got to pay $150,000. I also don't know why the government doubles down, though, and says he can't have that on his license plate. Whatever he wants to have on his license plate, I don't believe in God. Well, you can have that on there, too, Kurt, as far as I'm concerned. I'll just put I do believe in God on mine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then people can read which one they want, and they can, you know, think, oh, man, I do believe in God. I'm with Sam on this one. And they can, you know, whatever. But anyway, shame on them. And, you know, I'm not really for giving a big, you know, why should the taxpayers have to pay $150,000?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll use that $150,000 to promote more of their agenda, which, you know, I'm not really for the innocent taxpayers who do believe in God being forced to pay for the money that would then be used to, you know, push harder to circumvent our beliefs, our agenda, right? All right, we will whack it, says the headline, Kirk. Now, who is
well, the headline, yeah, we're talking about Boris.
What is Boris,
big guys
Kirk?
Got, he's one of the guys that got elected, Boris Johnson, over in, you know, in England with this whole Brexit thing, Sam.
Yeah, so they're calling it Boris government so, now, Kurt.
Right. Well, yeah, bottom line is, you know, they're taking on the BBC, and, you know, this is this government broadcasting. We have it in America. They've got it over there. I mean, this thing started a long time ago when they say there weren't, you know, options for people to watch and different things and get their information. But the bottom line is it's grown into a massive thing. They say they have 61 radio stations, but they say they're classical music and current affairs oriented radio 3 and 4 are protected. And they want them to drop some of their 10 television stations. You know, but the bottom line is, Sam, governments, well, they promote and take over many things. Our country has done the same thing with
NPR. Well, so he wants to scrap their TV license. I'm not really for scrapping the licenses necessarily. Now, maybe in this case because government has given protection from the start, but I'm really just for, like, defunding them. Don't make the taxpayers pay for them. That's really where I stand. You know, and I don't know that they ought to have special privilege to license either.
Well,
so do you think he'll really whack it? You think he'll really just shut it down? I mean, I wish Donald would do that in America.
Yeah, it'd sure be amazing, wouldn't it? You know, make America great.
We can hope.
Again.
We can dream,
make
ladies
Britain
and gentlemen.
Great again. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, The Guardian is getting kind of crazy, Kurt. But they're agreeing with Ocasio-Cortez, aren't they?
Well, you know, this is one of those, you know, what, environmentalist wacko kind of ideas, but their headlines, The Guardian warns of ancient microbes to emerge from melting permafrost. Now, you know, I mean, if you,
yeah, Kurt, you gotta get excited on your mic, but come on.
If you didn't have enough to worry about, you know, here's one more for you. You know,
so do you believe ancient that ancient microbes are going to, you know, emerge out of the melting permafrost, Kurt?
Yeah, the swamp monsters. From
you don't
the
believe that can happen, Kurt, or do you believe that?
You know, the thing that I believe, Sam, is that the only way for us to ensure that we have safety and protection is to keep the commandments of God, and he'll take care of those ancient microbes, you know what I mean?
You think that if we keep the commandments of God, there'll be less plagues and less, you know, those things, Kurt?
I do, Sam.
You don't want to just trust the Guardian and you know, Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, the sky is falling and everything else? Kurt?
No,
now, I'm worried about government releasing viruses more than I am the, what do they call these things,
Amen
Kurt?
To that.
Melting permafrosts from doing us damage.
That's right.
Who are you more worried about? Government bureaucrats playing with viruses? The mad scientists backed by government dollars or melting permafrost, Kurt? Which is your bigger threat?
Good point. That's pretty easy to see.
You know, we're not even allowed to bring that up, are we? They'd probably arrest me
no,
for
that. No, the story wouldn't have any room.
Do you think
that.
The communist Chinese, Kurt, who could shut down our hospitals and all of our health things and stuff like that, do you think they might? You know, that China has a global chokehold on medicine, can shut down our pharmacies and hospitals in months. Is that a bigger worry than the, what do they call this thing? The melting permafrost, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's not just the permafrost, it's the melting kind.
Yeah, that's right.
That's your concern. You know what I'm talking about? Now,
yes,
if you would quit breathing, Kurt, then the permafrost would stay permed, and this wouldn't
everything
be a problem.
Would be fine.
See? Mm. And this is just how psychotic these people get. And so we're just going to keep communist China as our most favored nation trading partner. Never mind that Australia is afraid to even implement their technology. Never mind that the Chinese army stole over 13 million British citizens' personal data. No matter that they could shut down our hospitals and our military and our just about everything with their chokeholds on everything. And we've all allowed it to happen. We've made them our most famous nation trading partner, favorite nation trading partner, and everything else. And then we're worried about the permafrost. Wow, I'm worried about Ocasio-Cortez getting too much power.
Amen.
That's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Delta. Is that your favorite airline, Kurt?
Oh, I don't think so, Sam.
No, Kurt.
But anyway, Yeah, the headline reads, Delta unveils 10-year plan to become world's first carbon-neutral airline. Now, I think it's interesting. This is an exact, these are the exact wording and exact, you know, phrase that Breitbart used for their headline. So you put that into Google, and nowhere does the Breitbart story show up. It has a bunch of other stories, but, you know, you have to put Breitbart at the end for it to show up.
Uh-huh.
And I think it shows you how they're a little bit...
Don't worry, Nevada's turning to Google. They got this incredible, what they call a caucus calculator, to help you out, make sure nothing goes wrong in Nevada, Kurt.
Yeah, that's going to fix it for sure, huh, Sam?
It better than communist Chinese and the Russians spying on everybody, man. Telling you right now.
The Delta boys are going
to
pay
some... none of that compares to permafrost. I'm glad Delta's going to stop the permafrost melting problem, Kurt.
Yeah.
With their... listen to the wording.
The Atlanta-based... yeah, they say carbon the Atlanta-based carrier said they're going to launch the effort next month that's going to include investments in green air travel technologies.
All right, so let me stop you for a minute.
Hand over money to Al Gore.
Let me just stop you for a minute. What does carbon neutral mean, Kurt? Let's talk about carbon neutral for a second, because this is, I think, really important to dig into and understand. What is carbon neutral? And this just proves my point about the environmental lies, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been told by scientists and bureaucrats globally for quite some time now. Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So, Kurt, if we can use wind and solar and all these other technologies and stuff like that, why would Delta unveil a 10-year plan to become world's, quote, first carbon neutral airline? If they got all these technologies, Kurt, couldn't they just become environmentally friendly? Just do zero emissions and stuff like that within 10 years? They don't need to be carbon neutral, do they, Kurt?
Well, I mean, yeah. Why don't they just put some solar panels on the plane and, you know, power it that way? I mean, you know, they just shoot right
well, and you hear
the
about
air,
these magnetic technologies, Kurt, where people have perpetual motion machines, and you hear that people can just use water in one side, and, hey, it just does everything incredible on the other side of the equation. And I mean, there's so many technologies, Kurt. Why would it take Delta Airlines 10 years to not really be environmentally safe or whatever, but just to be what they call not gender neutral. That's going on too, but this is like carbon neutral. What does carbon neutral mean? And the answer is, here's what it means, Kurt. If I spend enough money to counteract my carbon abuses, then I'm all cool. I'm in the clear. I'm the good guy, Kurt. And see, I don't believe or buy that. I don't believe you can wipe away your actions on one side with other actions on the other side, Kurt. It's not a ledger like that, Kurt. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because those carbon emissions still exist, don't they?
Well, Sam, but, you know, it's like if you pay enough, you can get in the good graces of the, you know, carbon haters, don't you think? Isn't that the way that works? You know, you just, if you ante up enough to Al Gore and all his buddies and maybe Greta Thunberg, you know, you give her some other, I don't know, maybe you give her free flights forever. Anyway, Delta said their plans include cutting its use of jet fuel, investing in forestry, restoring wetlands, recapturing soil. How do you recapture soil?
But Kurt, anyway, if I restore a wetland and if I do all these awesome things, but I continue to fly my planes and just spew toxins into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Let me understand. It doesn't make any sense, Kurt. Let me explain. Let's say that I rob stores for a living. But yeah. I'm going to put a bunch of money into the environment, buddy.
Well, then
can
it's
I just
okay.
be like, it's, you know what, I'm not really a robber anymore. I've become robber neutral.
Yeah, yeah.
See, can I do that?
That's how that works. Yeah, well, I mean, because you're a good guy. I mean, especially if you, you know, contributed to like Bloomberg or
yeah, what if I put my money into education? What if I'm like robbers for education? What if I call my organization robbers for the educated?
That's what they do.
I know.
They say,
this is what I'm saying, though. It's bogus, Kurt. Now, don't get me wrong. It's good to invest in good things. Okay, don't misunderstand the point. Investing in cleaning up, you know, environmental toxins and things like that. I applaud the effort. But don't run around and pretend you're, quote, carbon neutral and that you've negated any damage that you may do to the environment on this altar of that you're doing good. It isn't like that. It doesn't work like that, Kurt. These planes are still spewing toxins into the environment consistently. And don't get me wrong, I'm not really having a problem with it. I take Delta and I go on the planes too. Okay, I'm not really a Greta Thunberg and take, you know, a boat to get somewhere because I won't go on a plane. Or whatever, never mind that, you know, does she have boats with motors or are they all just sailboats or what, you know? And okay, but all I'm saying is I look at that and I just go, there's a deception in the discussion, Kurt, that they're not dealing with, that they're ignoring. Okay, and a 10-year plan to become carbon neutral, why does it take 10 years, buddy? If you spend enough money, you could do it today, can't you, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
In fact, if they're really environmentally responsible, they'd borrow money to get that done, Kurt.
It's the 10-year plan, you know, it's like we're going to do the 10-year plan to be out of debt for the federal government or the 10-year plan to get, you know, lower taxes.
What that really means is next CEO takes over in 5 years and then you blame the problems on him 15 years later, right?
That's right. We'll not do it, you know, but it looks good, you know. Now, they say Delta, by the way, is the second largest by passenger traffic and the world's largest carrier by revenue. They're only behind American Airlines. But I guess, Sam, JetBlue Airways announced last month it will offset emissions from all domestic flights. And British carrier EasyJet, never heard of them, said last fall it will also become carbon neutral. Maybe EasyJet does it by you just have like windows that open and everybody puts their arms out and waves and then, you know, you don't even need those engines. You know what I mean? Maybe
well, I'm already carbon neutral, Kurt. You know me. I'm ahead of all these guys.
Yes, you are.
You don't want to know why? We put so much radio time in talking about this, I've already paid my dues, buddy.
Good point.
I'm all good. Carbon neutral, baby. You know me. All right, you heard Alan Dershowitz.
On your card, it'll just say Sam Bushman, carbon CN, neutral. Carbon neutral.
That's right. Darn rights, man. All right, Kurt, you've heard of Alan Dershowitz, right? Dershowitz.
Yes.
You know who this guy is?
Well, I'm trying to remember.
He's like an attorney. He graduated from Yale, and he's involved in Harvard, and he's a professor, and he's an author, and he does a ton of stuff, right?
Right. Yes. Good point.
And now I don't think he's carbon neutral, so there's a real problem with this guy. He's not like
well,
me.
Yeah.
You know
would
what I mean?
Be good guy.
But in his defense, Dershowitz says, quote, I have proof that Obama ordered FBI investigation at the request of George Soros, Kurt. So now you got the global, what do you want to call it, violent activist, literally working with Barack Obama to create an FBI investigation and spy on candidate President Trump or candidate Trump at the time. And Dershowitz has this proof, Kurt. You think anybody will go to jail, or do you think that if Obama and George Soros have enough money, they could basically be, you might call them like prison neutral, Kurt, because they wouldn't go to prison.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I'm talking about?
That's right.
All their good would counteract the evil. So
that's
it'd be like
they're in the special class.
We're investigation neutral. You know, we called in illegal, but don't worry. We put enough money into philanthropy, into the efforts to take care of the environment, to where we're the good guys. We just got to talk about good credits, Kurt, that can offset the bad credits, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like getting out of purgatory, pretty
much.
Yes,
it is.
You know?
Darn right it is. What's wrong with that, Kurt? You don't want to be in purgatory, do you?
Nope.
Good anyway, point. I just find it interesting. How come, if Alan Dershowitz really has the proof... This is a Yale graduate, Kurt, a guy associated with Harvard very closely. We're talking about a professor. We're talking about an attorney. We're talking about a rights activist. If he's really got proof, why isn't that guy testifying on TV to go ahead and toss Barack Obama and George Soros in the clink for tampering with the elections, Kurt?
Well, TV doesn't really have time for him, Sam.
For Alan? Or for George?
Things
or for
to
who?
Cover. Well, they got time for George and for Obama, but they wouldn't have time for a story like this, Sam. That's why you got to get it to places like WorldNet Daily and here, you know. Uh-huh. They're not going to cover this kind of story, right?
Now, what about election tampering offset credits, Kurt? We need some of those because now there's new documents. Documents reveal the DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee, is intimately involved, Kurt. And what do they call it? The development of the troubled Iowa caucus app contract? I guess it was provided for what? Sufficient testing ahead of time in the claim or whatever?
Yeah, but it's just like you told us.
See, if
us,
I do
Sam,
enough testing, Kurt, and I float that thing out there, then I've offset the negative that might have been.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the good guy, Kurt. Anyway. I put it out for testing and... You know, I'm doing all that I can. I don't know what went wrong with
the DNC. That's the Democratic National Committee. And bottom line is,
are those
the
folks denying the Seth Rich murders, Kurt?
I think they are, aren't they?
But don't worry. They made sure their app, you know, you could test it and everything. I bet they used environmentally friendly techniques in developing the application. Different from those, you know, climate destroyers that develop applications. You know what I mean?
Good point. Mm-hmm. But they're going to fix it in California, Sam.
Yeah, they say it was provided for sufficient access and testing, Kurt, beforehand. They were just doing their due diligence, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like due diligence. Now, we talk about force, Kurt, and where are the pro-choice folks when you need them quite a bit? Well, this compulsory voting bill to be considered by, what, the California Assembly, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, you've got compulsory education where we force kids to go to government school. You know, and everybody says that you got to do that for the good of society. You know what I mean? It's kind of like compulsory vaccinations and
that's
stuff
like
that.
That's how people learn to be, you know, environmentally neutral. Carbon
now
neutral.
They've got...
In
got,
fact, they ought to have, when you get your graduate from government school, you know, your graduation certificate or whatever, and you walk,
yes.
Then you could just say who are the carbon neutral people as they walk across.
Well,
they just do like
a
Cisco and Ebert and thumbs up and thumbs down if they're, you know what I mean, environmentally neutral or not, or if they're like world haters.
Right.
This guy comes from a huge family. Thumbs down on him. He's just destroying the environment. See?
Good point.
All right. Compulsory voting bill. Details coming up. California there is whacked out as it gets. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg will be part of tomorrow's presidential debate in Las Vegas, as he's received 19% support in a national poll released today by PBS at Marist College. He's behind Bernie Sanders, who has 31, but until now, Bloomberg was polling in the single digits. He's also been the focus of a lot of attacks, including from Sanders, who said last night,
"We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
The Boy Scouts of America seeking protection under the federal bankruptcy code, officially filing for Chapter 11 protection overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Massive job cuts are coming to the bank HSBC. It's citing sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs will be slashed over the next 3 years. And a third of the bank's branches in the United States are going to be closing as part of the plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, we're talking about this compulsory voting bill in California, Kurt.
That's right, Sam, and I guess this way they're going to have a bigger turnout for the vote in California, Sam.
Yes, they will.
They say it's going to give an unknown penalty to registered voters who don't cast a ballot. You know, it's almost communist style. I mean, they had, 99% of the people would vote, and they'd
all
vote for the same
person. But all you got to do, though,
is
not get registered.
I mean,
then they'll leave you alone, because they can't keep track of those people, right?
Not. But anyway, another good reason to move from California, Sam, I guess.
Amen to that. Yeah. But think about that. Compulsory voting, folks. Now, I agree that, you know, voting is a God-given right. It's important. It's sacred, and we need to do it and everything. But compulsory? What if there's not a person that I believe in voting for, Kurt? What if my conscience says
I
don't believe any of them?
Well, I like the old phrase, none of the above. You know, you could get everybody to come out and vote. You can get them all out to vote if you put that on there.
What if I say none of them are environmentally neutral, none of them are carbon neutral enough for me to vote for them, Kurt?
Well, good point, Sam. Yeah.
You know, then what happens? All right, man who drove van into the GOP tent. This was a horrible situation, ladies and gentlemen. Someone had to take a stand against President Trump, he said, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam. You know, it's interesting how these same folks, the Hollywood types, et cetera, think that, hey, man, you know, their rhetoric, how about how terrible President Trump or how terrible the supporters are of him, that doesn't really matter. It's just words. But they've got believers, Sam, and in this case, well, this guy actually drove a van into a, you know, voting registration tent. I guess in one story he said he didn't think anybody would get hurt. And I'm kind of thinking, if you drive your van into
a Kurt,
tent,
when you have Trump derangement syndrome, you're probably not very stable, buddy. You know what I'm talking about? And not only that, if that guy would have just been carbon neutral and not had a car in the first place, this would have never happened, buddy.
There you go.
I'm telling you that right now. Now, the other problem is, how come this story isn't going viral? If it was like a white supremacist that did something like this, it would be wall-to-wall news. Yeah. You don't even hear about this guy.
It was like Chattanooga, or what was it? Charlotte. If it was Charlotte, then, you know, that guy, everybody knew about him driving into the crowd, right?
Wow. All right, black student female in the news, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you know, and these are the stories they love to highlight, if it's the other way around, Sam. But in this story, the headline reads, black student tells whites to leave because she's uncomfortable. And the subheadline, there's very few spaces for us, so keep that in mind. you know, it's
Wait a minute, what do you mean there's very few spaces for us? What is she talking about?
Well, what she's... this is a student at the University of Virginia, and you know, they include they've got a multicultural center over there, and this girl has told whites to leave the facility because she just feels uncomfortable, and they captured
uncomfortable
it on
about
video.
What?
Well, I guess she just wants, you know, it says a social media commenter who found and posted the video noted that the student posted public service announcement. Frankly, there's just too many white people in here. It does make some of us POCs, or that's short for people of color, uncomfortable.
Now, Kurt, you know what they need to do?
Yeah.
All they need to do is pass a law and get a quota and just start bussing white students out of there and bussing white or black students in there until she feels comfortable, buddy.
People of color. Yeah.
Darn right.
Anyway,
now,
I just found it interesting.
What
if
do they
this
call
was
people
turned
of
around
non-color?
And
what
if
would
this
they
was
be?
A white guy, a white girl that said, hey, man, there's just way too many people of color in here, you know?
Yeah,
this
crazy.
Story would hit.
But what do you call a person that's white, Kurt? P-O what?
Because,
see, white's a color and black isn't
color?
A color, right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
So how does that all work? You know, just retards like me can't figure it out.
Right? That's right.
Now you say, Sam, don't use that word retard like that. Well, I'm just saying they act like I'm just not intelligent enough to understand.
Yeah.
See, black's not a color. White is a color. But yet people of color are black, and the white people, what do you call those guys? P-O-N-C?
Yeah, they call those. Yeah.
People of non-color? Right. Or what? Even though they're... All right, well, let's go to the coronavirus. It's everywhere. It's just about all you hear about these days. Coronavirus outbreak exposes China's monopoly on U.S. drug and medical supplies. Kurt, it goes along with this other story that you gave.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of close to that, but the bottom line is, hey, you know, you shouldn't have all your eggs in one basket somewhere. You know, investors will tell you, oh, you know, don't put all your money in. Well, then why would you put all your services, all your products coming from one place? But anyway, they just don't get that, right, Sam?
Well, if you try to change that, you're some kind of a racist hater.
That's right. I guess so. Mm. You're not a free trader, you know.
Now, this Chinese man was going to have a birthday, Kurt. It was going to be awesome.
Yeah, he was a little ticked off, though, because his birthday party was canceled because of the coronavirus. So, I mean, what are you going to do, Sam? He decided to cover himself with firecrackers and gasoline and, you know, have a good time. But I guess he was stopped by the authorities because you know how they protect life over there.
Now, so let me stop you for a minute. I don't even understand this fake news piece. How on earth did we get this guy? And who canceled his birthday party, Kurt? I mean, was the government throwing a birthday party for him or something?
Yeah. Well, the government has to cancel it because of the coronavirus. Nobody can show up.
But how do you
and
cancel a birthday
get together?
Party?
Well, I
you just go to anybody and look up if anybody's having a birthday and you're like, hey, don't be getting
together.
You know, if there's
canceled.
Two of you together, then we'll call it gathering in the, against the state, or I don't even understand. And then this guy, you know, covers himself in firecrackers and gasoline, and then the government's like, whoa, we almost had a guy go crazy here. Okay, how does all this even happen?
He's a 59-year-old guy. He was ticked off because his party was canceled by officials. And so a resident of southwestern city of Chongqing, he planned a birthday party banquet for more than 10 tables of guests, the state-run agency said. But local officials battling the outbreak asked him to cancel the plan. After the man failed to convince them to let the party go ahead, he wrapped firecrackers around his waist, poured gasoline on his chest, and held up a lighter, trying to threaten them into agreeing.
So the guy wasn't really going to flick his bick. He was just threatening to do so the party would go on.
Yeah, he's going to get that party happening, man. But anyway, they say the actions prevented town and village cadres from carrying out epidemic prevention and control work. Nothing in this story about, you know, what really happened to
him.
Glad
they stopped
him.
You know, glad the government was there, buddy. Because just imagine if it wasn't, the guy might have blown himself up.
Wow. Talk about a bang-up party, huh?
Wow. All right. Climate change is being blamed for what they call toxic caterpillar plague in Spain, Kurt. What the heck?
Yeah, now these aren't those caterpillars like, you know, that you get and you push dirt with and stuff like that, Sam. These are a different kind of caterpillars.
Thank God like created the these tiny ones. Caterpillars, Kurt.
That's right. In the scripture, speaking of God, I'm glad you brought that up, but in scripture it talks about, you know, how you get these plagues and different things like that. And but they
toxic.
Don't seem to put that in this story.
Caterpillars.
But, anyway, so I guess they got lots of caterpillars showing up in southern Spain. And, of course, it's global warming's problem.
What happened when the crickets had, you know, the Mormons had trouble with the crickets back in the day in Utah, Kurt? There was a big story about that. And that was before everybody got into global warming and before people were like, what do you call it? Whatever, neutral?
We weren't using,
what's it called, neutral?
Carbon neutral?
Yeah, right. I keep forgetting that word some reason. But
well, they were carbon neutral back then.
How did they have that big old plague of them crickets going on? The heck's going on over there, man?
Oh, darn. Yeah, that really messed things up, didn't it?
Well, it's because it's Spain and it's modern day.
Yeah, that's right.
POCs but over anyway. In Spain. Are people white in Spain, Kurt? Or are they POCs?
Yeah. I mean, there's different colors of them. You know?
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to handle that?
That's a problem, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Probably need to vacate the planet.
Well, there's too many people. That's the real problem.
Yep.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good point.
Anyway, I just find that story just very strange. And I just don't see how you get global warming out of everything, Kurt. Man covers himself with firecrackers. I think it's probably too hot, Kurt. Global warming, he's just like, oh my gosh, it's hotter than heck over here. I'm going to put firecrackers and gasoline and just, you know, crank up the heat. Mm-hmm. All right, what's this? New Hampshire, Kurt? NH?
Yes,
a voter, and he's mocking. Now, what? A mocking voter?
Mm-hmm.
Mocking? What? What on earth is going on around here? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, they're on TV. Voter mocks CBS host. You've got to be kidding me. This is a joke. Talking about climate change, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, I guess, and this is another program I missed.
That guy must not have heard about the caterpillars in Spain, Kurt.
CBS still has a program called This Morning, and the co-host there went ice fishing with a couple of New Hampshire voters just a little while back, one Republican and one Democrat, got to have one of each, of course, and while they were there, I guess it was like 40 degrees, you know, the ice was still frozen, but, you know, the host brings up this thing, says, hey, man, it's not supposed to be this hot, and one person agreed, the Republican guy said, it's global warming or climate change, and the other guy picked up on it. You say that with a smile. What do you think? You don't believe it, do you? The other guy replied, it's a joke. You got to be kidding me. And it made me think of what happened to me the other day when I was greeting my neighbor as we were pushing all that global warming. And he was a little ticked off with me making a joke about it. So anyway, it's
you mockers.
It's a real thing. It happens. Yeah,
know how bad it'll get, and you mockers will just be in denial. We ought to toss you guys in the clink, man.
We're just uneducated about the true problems.
I'm just telling you, the caterpillars are coming, Kurt.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
The locusts, the caterpillars, and take God out of the mix because we can't have him in there.
Well, if you were to talk about him, you'd just show what a frenzied mind you really
have. That's a problem. Yeah.
By the way, coronavirus in the news, everything is coronavirus or Me Too or environmental change or whatever. But the coronavirus, I guess U.S. Postal Service suspends shipments to China until what they call sufficient transport capacity becomes available, Kurt.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means, but the Postal Service to the rescue, Sam. And, you know, it's one way to make sure and pretty much empty out our stores would be to make sure you couldn't get anything from China, right, Sam? You know?
Yeah, but, Kurt, in my mind, look, there's not sufficient transport capabilities because these people can't do it environmentally neutral.
Good point. Yeah, they need to.
And so we
like
need to stop all
personal little boat with a little flag flapping their arms. You know,
we need to have all shipments stop until they can do it, you know, carbon neutral, buddy.
Good point.
Which means, hey, fleece their wallets for more money to go to government, and you're all cool.
And all right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this little simple question. If you do get something sent to you from China and, you know, say it's like a $3 item from eBay, how come you get free shipping? I mean, does it really cost them nothing to ship it across the ocean? And, you know, I mean, wow. But I think there's those special deals, Sam, that we made in some kind of a
Where we subsidize it all.
Uh-huh. Or something. Yeah,
I want to know, though, where are all the environmentalists when you need them? Where's Greta going? You evil people sending products from America to China over the Great Divide, the sea, and how dare you? Yeah. And why doesn't she go off on that, Kurt? Where's Greta when you need her?
No, that's right. The world free traders are not going to let that talk that come up, huh?
All right, Virginia passed two bills, Kurt, we got to tell you about.
Very good. Yeah, one bill to give electoral votes to popular vote winner. That's, you know, at least in my opinion, a problem. It's more of this whole getting rid of the electoral college thing. You know, states are acting like they're going to do what they want in some cases.
So what does that mean, Kurt, with that one?
Well, that's basically this move that says, hey, if America votes one more person, you know, for one, like in last election, they said that Hillary won because she had more popular votes. So then Virginia's electoral votes would have to go to Hillary, never mind the fact that in their state, Virginia might have voted for Trump, you know. So that's what that whole deal is all about.
Is that good, Kurt, or what?
I don't think so.
Well, it's kind of like the California forcing the vote, isn't it, Kurt?
Well,
really, just because you take away one of the whole checks and balances that make us a republic. In my opinion, that's what's going on there, right? All right, so Virginia.
And the other little part about the, you know, national vote is, there's probably a little bit more chance of vote fraud going on when you get those big cities, in my opinion. But anyway, that's just my thinking.
Yes, Kurt, we know your thinking. It's, you know. All right, anyway, Virginia, though, we have a little bit of good news coming out of Virginia. I know that's rough to say, but we're going to take what we can get. Headline says, Virginia Democrats got queasy on gun control on Monday, and they killed Governor Northam's assault weapons ban, Kurt. What they did is the Democrat-controlled government of Virginia, they rejected Northam's ban on assault weapons. I guess they say with a state Senate punting. punting the vote till 2021, Kurt. Did you see that?
I heard about that, and I guess in my opinion, it's maybe they listened to some of those guys showing up for that event that we covered, Sam, do you think?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe. I just find that interesting, though. That's out of Virginia. And you know what? It's not perfect, but it does show that people realize this isn't simple. Here's what I really believe. The Democrats were ready just to do a slam dunk against us. And when they found out that, you know, people did care about this issue, a lot of the Democrats went, oh, I probably better not do that. So the whole Senate punts it to 2021. They're hoping that the voters will take the eye off the ball. It's up to us to remain vigilant, is what I would say, Kurt. Right?
Yes.
And the more vigilant we remain, the more likely that they'll, you know, punt it to 2021, and then they'll have to punt it to 20... Never. That would be the hope. Mm-hmm. All right, Kurt, do you live by this volcano, buddy? Is it in your backyard, or where's this thing at?
Well, you could almost say it is, Sam. They say this thing is happens to be close to what's called, it's in southern Utah, and they say it's there by Pine Mountain, and Vail is where it is, close to the little town called Enterprise. And they say it's, the headline reads, super volcano 30 times larger than Yellowstone discovered in Utah.
Now, Kurt, let me just stop you for a minute. I'm not very smart and everything else, but when we tell you so much about the globe and environmental warming and we know everything, buddy, how did we just not know about this thing that's like 30 miles or 34 miles by 45 miles in size? And it's like, hey, man, there's a volcano right over there.
Yeah.
And you don't even know, but yet you can tell us what's going to happen environmentally for decades in the future. And you just, I don't even understand it, Kurt. But Enterprise, just so people know, is like southwest of what? Cedar City, Utah? Is that where it is?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Down just there in thought I'd area. Tell people.
They say it's said that the newly found supervolcano is significantly older than Yellowstone. I always think it's interesting. You can tell because they have little expiration dates on them. The geological aspects and landscapes of southern Utah, they say, are now being studied due to its Pine Mountain Vail volcano, which is stemming from Wawa Springs, a supervolcano. Everybody knows about that, Sam, Wawa Springs, you know. But anyway, bottom line is, if you didn't have enough to be worried about, they found you another one. They say researchers from Brigham Young University discovered about Wawa Springs back in 2013. Researchers in the university they were able to map out Wawa Springs because of its lava flows. They also said that it was very difficult for them to locate the spring because of the soil erosion. But the bottom line is, Sam, you know, you thought you had it all covered.
You know, they always try to bring back animals from extinction and everything else. Maybe they ought to bring back that volcano from extinction, Kurt, and turn that dude into an active volcano.
Well, it's probably on its way.
That ought to keep people off the land.
That's right.
Good See what point. I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Super volcano, not just a volcano. These are the super kind.
Just That's saying. Right.
All right, by the way, Judge jump starts what they call Nunes lawsuit.
Yeah, there's a guy in Congress. His name is Nunes from California.
Yeah, Devin,
he's
Devin
Nunes. That's right. Okay. Good job. And, you know, this guy has been complaining about mistreatment in the media for a long time. And he's actually gone to court. And now there's a lawsuit that, a judge is kind of jump-starting his lawsuit against a media giant. He's seeking $150 million in damages, and the company that he's seeking this from is McClatchy. He says the publisher conspired with an operative to tarnish his reputation. Well, we've never seen that before, Sam. I mean, the media's always so, you know, pure as driven snow. But anyway, the bottom line is... who knows? Maybe McClatchy will be paying. The Washington Examiner earlier reported that Nunes had filed a $150 million lawsuit against McClatchy Company for allegedly attempting to derail his investigations into former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Russia. Now that is one good reason why they stopped him on that, huh, Sam?
Well, I don't even know what to think about this, though. I look at it, and all the lawsuits that we have where somebody's, like, you know, created libel or slandered, defamed somebody's character or whatever else, all the judges do is just shut us down every time, Kurt.
Good point.
Think old Devin's going to have a better plan?
Well, if you get the better judges, kind of like David Barton was saying earlier, possibly you're going to get, you know, better results, you know, so we can hope for that, huh?
Yes, we can, and we should. But, you know, I don't. Yeah. Do you think Donald will get involved in this? I mean, he was going to change the laws and really work on the libel slander discussion. Think Donald will jump into this one?
He's working on it. I'm sure it's on his to-do list for the day, you know.
You think?
He gets a lot of things done. You know, I don't know if it'll happen today, though. Maybe he's out building that wall.
He might be playing golf.
Well, if he is, he's probably working while he's doing it. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, Anyway, I just look at all these stories in the news we covered. Do you realize how many stories we covered today in the news, Kurt?
Well, it's quite a few, but not enough, right, Sam?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. 32 stories, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't even get close to through Kurt's stories. Not even close. So we're rocking and rolling, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours tomorrow. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, and Kurt Crosby will break down. Let's see if we can beat 32 stories. All right. We got a whole lot of news coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. By the way, localhoneyman.com is where you can get raw honey delivered directly to your door as well. Localhoneyman.com, or call or text 801-669-2211, or email kurt@libertyroundtable.com. Thanks for listening. Libertyroundtable.com is where you should donate that, and lovingliberty.net. we declare this nation shall endure.